This press conference extra, I'm Andy Heaton for the first press conference extra of the season, first press conference extra under Arne Slot, and I am joined by Neil Atkinson and Mike Bancole to just basically run over what the new manager has been said live from the accent this morning. He said very little, but then he also said a lot, I think, in that. Obviously, Vinny opens the press conference, as Vinny always does, with questions that the manager never wants to talk about. And he opened up about the Liverpool transfer policy, specifically Martin Zubimendi, and, you know, whether Liverpool would re-enter the market. Mike, I thought the answer was really, really interesting.
Yeah, it was very like Dutch in many ways. It was just very like, yeah, we wanted Zubimendi, you know, we didn't get him. But I think the key thing for fans who are upset about transfers and a bit wound up, and I genuinely do get it, like, for the first time in a number of summers, and maybe last summer as well to an extent, I've been really wound up as well with transfers. But there was the idea of, we're trying to strengthen the squad. I do think that they are genuinely trying to strengthen the squad. So I appreciated his honesty. I think often in that case where you've been linked to a player and it hasn't happened, the kind of manager who's then asked about the player could sidestep it and be like, you know, we're interested in loads of players, and, you know, but he was very clear that, you know, we wanted Zubimendi. We saw him as a right fit for the club, but we didn't get him over the line. He didn't want to join the club. So I found his entire attitude in the press conference is very Dutch. And if I don't mean this in an insulting way, but like, just very honest and just very like to the point and almost blunt at times, but not in an impolite way. It's like, anyone who has Dutch friends would know, but they are just very direct, speak their minds, don't mince their words. And it's refreshing, actually.
Speaks his mind and doesn't mince his words, Neil, how are we?
Also, could be said of the previous manager as well, who spoke his mind and didn't mince his words either. But it's in a different way with a different tone, I think it's fair to say. The overall issue really, for me, is about whatever his view is now about the quality of the players. And I'm really, you know, when he talks about strengthening here, when he talks about training time and coaching time.
I'm coming on to that. Yeah, don't ruin my show.
I'm not going to ruin your show, but when he talks about that, I'm glad that he backs himself, because I think this is really important. It's part of, literally a massive part of what he's been brought in to do. But there's another part of this, and he also makes note of, and this is the way that everyone keeps telling me about the Premier League and all of this sort of thing. I just basically want to tell him about the wear and tear of it all, not even the intensity. And for me, one of my core concerns, but also something that I think Liverpool should be seeing as a potential positive. You know, right now, City have got 18 players, 19 if you'd include Oscar Bob, who's just broke his leg. And that's what they're going into the season with. And 18 also includes James McAtee, and it also includes Rico Lewis. And I think it's fine it includes Rico Lewis, by the way, but it includes James McAtee as well. That's 18 for City. And I think that we're not going to have a couple of City's big strengths in terms of what the individuals are capable of. But one of the things that we, you know, the sort of clear-eyed, dead-eyed nature of Haaland on the one hand and the clear-eyed, dead-eyed nature of Rodri on the other, we haven't got either of those things. I think that Jota is more than capable of being an exceptional goal scorer, but how physically reliable he is up in the air. And I think that Nunez is capable of having a 35-goal season as well. But when that season comes, it's just going to be like a throw of a dice a little bit more than it is with Haaland, where you can really rely on it. My point, though, is the thing that we can have is we can have genuine strength and depth, but also we can begin to future-proof the squad a little bit.